For the Canadian Women's Hockey League, I'm Nico Cardarelli, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Laura Fortino, the first overall selection of the 2014 CWHL Draft. Laura, thank you so much for joining me, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I want you to describe the feeling that you had when you learned you were selected first overall by the Brampton Thunder in the 2014 CWHL Draft.
I was certainly really excited and just thrilled for the opportunity, and it was a pretty humbling moment for me. I mean, it's an honor and privilege to be selected first overall amongst amazing female hockey players and the talent out there that was in this draft, and I'm just really looking forward to and so excited to be joining the organization of Brampton Thunder and to be united with my new teammates.
Absolutely. Now, do you feel any pressure as the first overall selection?
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of pressure, but I think I've had pressure my entire life in my career, and pressure is a privilege for sure, and I'm just going to continue to work hard and focus on what I got to do and help Brampton be successful.
Now, have you had the opportunity to speak with Laurie Dupuis or anybody from the Brampton Thunder at all yet?
Yeah, I actually spoke to Laurie Dupuis, and, you know, she just kind of welcomed me to the team, and kind of had a short chat, but I'm just really looking forward to meeting her in person and my entire team.
Absolutely. Now, an Olympic gold medal and drafted first overall in the same calendar year, how the heck do you top that?
Yeah, like I said, it was pretty humbling. It's just, I'm so blessed for everything that's been going on this year, and to top it off with this and along with a gold medal is absolutely incredible, and so fortunate for everything, and we're so excited for next year to start.
Now, you speak about next year. Looking at Brampton, they allowed a CWHL high 99 goals against. How can your style of play help impact the team defensively?
Yeah, I mean, I like to think I'm a strong two-way defenseman, and my defensive game obviously comes first. So I'm really hoping that I can, prove that and show that and help Brampton be strong defensively first and then help us be strong offensively as well.
And you talk about your two-way play. It was certainly evident in Sochi on your assist for Marie-Philippe Houlin's golden goal. How's your Olympic experience going to help your CWHL career?
Yeah, I mean, for a female athlete, I think going to the Olympics is basically our NHL. So playing at the highest level on the biggest stage, you really learn a lot about yourself, both as a person and a player, and you just develop that maturity. And my leadership really improved immensely, and just my overall maturity as a player. So I really want to bring that to Brampton, and that poise and that work ethic and just the little things of how to be a complete professional athlete.
Laura, we're seeing people like Brian Burke and Arlene Dickinson get on board with the CWHL. How exciting is the future of this league?
It's very exciting. I mean, as an entire league, we're so fortunate that we have people like that recognizing women's hockey, and that knowing that, you know, we do have an amazing future ahead of us in the women's game. And the more and more support and recognition we get, this league will, I think one day will be absolutely amazing. And we're just as female hockey players, you know, we're so fortunate that we even have a league like this. So the more and more we get women involved in the game and people, the outside public supporting us, I think it's going to grow to be something quite amazing for us.
Couple more questions, Laura. Again, thank you for your time and congratulations on the accomplishment tonight. You're going to be playing your pro hockey in Brampton. It's only about an hour from where you grew up playing your minor hockey. What does it mean to you to have the opportunity to play pro hockey so close to home?
I think it's incredible. I mean, the past 5-6 years I've been away from home playing my college hockey, and, you know, I was centralized out in Calgary and the Olympics were in Russia, and to finally be back at home playing my hockey and having my entire support staff, which is my family, going to be out to most of the games. They're supporting me and watching me play. And, you know, they're going to be right there, part of my journey. And I think that's just a special thing for me, as I'm so close with my family. And, you know, I wouldn't be where I am today without them. So to be back home playing in front of my home crowd, it's an amazing feeling for sure.
And Laura, for CWHL fans who are excited for this upcoming season, what is one aspect of your game that they can expect to see?
I like to think I'm a very energetic, hardworking player that loves to compete. My compete level is extremely high, and like I said before, you know, I'm a two-way player, so I really want to help the team both well offensively. I think in my skating game and my offensive play and just strong defense, of course, also.
Well, Laura, once again, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on being selected first overall by the Brampton Thunder in the 2014 CWHL Draft, and best of luck on this season upcoming.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.